This is Gamercast episode 348, Morrowind versus Skyrim. This is the show recorded on the 5th of August, 2013. I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Cameron.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What's happening?
Not too much. I mean, we've got a fair amount of stuff on the news. However, a lot of the news is from the previous week, and some of it's even from the... Actually, no, none of it's from the other week that we missed, but of course we caught up. But yeah, sorry for the lack of show last week. Paul was unavailable.
I was out of town.
Out of office.
And Catherine isn't brave enough to try and do the show herself and Skype me in.
Well, I had someone say, oh, you should do the show on your own. And I was like,
What kind of disaster would that be? Can't even get your camera pointing the right way.
Yeah, because it's your camera.
Now for the news.
Right, 15 minutes you got.
Okay, so QuakeCon, of course, happened, and one of the announcements from that was Bethesda saying, hey, we're going to re-release Skyrim again in the Elder Scrolls Anthology, which is set to include all previous Elder Scrolls titles. So you got 1 through 5, and all expansions. This is as...
Whoa. They haven't confirmed, though, if the DLCs are going to be... included. There's obviously Oblivion had these little horse armor packs.
Oh, those
and little
ones,
bits
yeah.
And bobs.
Well, yeah, all they said was Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles.
And Blood Moon and Tribunal.
Wait, I know. I was just talking about Oblivion. I know about Blood Moon and Tribunal. I always forget what Tribunal is called, but I remember Blood Moon.
Tribunal was met with protest at the time.
Why is that?
Because it disabled levitation.
Ah. You also get the construction set with Morrowind as well.
Good, it was on the disc with the game anyway.
But yes, so this is a PC-only game. It retails at £50. And within it you get...
Steep.
You get Arena.
Considering Arena and Daggerfall are both free to download.
I believe you can already find it like for pre-order about 10 cheaper, so for £40. Which is a little bit better. Although you could actually probably pick up all the games for less than that. But it comes in a nice presented box. It has all the maps. And the box looks really nice. Kind of nice, a big black card thing. Kind of themed more around the kind of look of Skyrim's boxes. Because they're black. But yeah, so with it you get Elder Scrolls 1 to 5. So you get Arena, Daggerfall, Morrowind with... expansions, as we've said, Oblivion with the expansions and Skyrim with its three expansions that have been released. Of course, Skyrim beating all the others because it's released three, whereas the others have only released two.
Oblivion wins in number of DLC.
Is that because of horse armor?
That's because of all. Yeah, so
what
Skyrim has two add-ons essentially: Thorngard and Dragonborn.
What did Hearthfire add?
That gives you the ability to build your own house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not... Okay. It's not...
Okay, so it is actually just
Knights of the Nine / Shivering Isles.
So it is just really two.
Yeah, so the chat room says Oblivion had, like, nine. There were just loads of little bits and bobs they released for it.
Mm. But yeah, so that's coming out on September 13th. Any Elder Scrolls fans who haven't played the games before Oblivion, maybe because you've only had, you know, current-gen consoles or the Elder Scrolls games on current-gen, and you didn't get to play Morrowind. Not everyone that plays it is a PC person, but...
It was on Xbox.
I know it was on Xbox. I have it on Xbox. You got the Game of the Year edition on Xbox, wasn't it? But yeah, so if maybe you...
Oh yeah, that's it. The chat room also point out in Hearthfire you can adopt children into your house up to a maximum of two as long as you've got the spare rooms for them. Thank you for adding that useful information.
Yeah, so maybe if you only picked up on the Elder Scrolls games from playing them on consoles and you have a chance to play the earlier PC versions, you could pick this up and give them a go. Or so you can display all the maps on your wall if you didn't have all the maps.
The trouble is, fans of Skyrim aren't necessarily fans of the early ones because the last two games have obviously been dumbed down for the console noobs. can console noobs handle a proper PC RPG like Morrowind?
Well, I reckon they all need to play Morrowind to see that it's better.
There's no fast travel. You have to catch the big walking worm thing.
I think some people can...
Or pay the Mage's Guild.
Some people can deal with stuff like that these days, can't they?
Console noobs, press A. A. Press A to finish game.
Press A to win. Next up, Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor 2 is potentially going to be released by Ghostlight. Devil Survivor 2 was released on DS over in America and Japan. However, it hadn't been released in the UK yet, mainly because, of course, Atlus don't have a publishing counterpart in the UK, and Ghostlight like to try and release as many games as they can. So in a way, they're trying to release it. However, in order to do so, they have to hit a target of 1,800 pre-orders by the end of August, which isn't too many, to be fair. If there's fans of the game that want it and they pre-order it, then, you know, that's kind of a given. If they don't make their target of 1,800 pre-orders, I imagine they'll keep people up to date on their blog and their website. They will refund the money back to the people that purchased it. And all I read was your comment just there. So I've been thrown off. So if they don't make their target, you'll get all your money back unless you buy one of the bundles in which you'll buy one of the games. So they're doing a European Special Edition, which is a special edition that is factory sealed that includes a poster. And as well as this, if you pre-order the game, you can opt into having your name inside the manual, which is really nice. As well as a bonus for all pre-order units, you get a special gold-coloured Devil Survivor Lego on the inlay, which if you... you know, purchase it after the pre-order units have been allocated, then you won't get that. It's £25, which is okay for a DS game. Or you can do the Devil Survivor bundle, which is for Devil Survivor 2, which they're trying to launch, and Devil Survivor Overclocked, which is the 3DS game, with a £10 discount. So you get, say, £10 on the 3DS game, and you get the exact same version of Devil Survivor 2, as I just previously mentioned, and it costs £50. All prices, however, do exclude postage and packaging, which I think is a little cheeky. But, of course, you know, they could be shipping them to anywhere in Europe and stuff like that. I believe I read somewhere that they won't be doing it for people in Germany because there's licensing issues and that they can't release it in Germany, which is a shame. But, yeah, so if you're a Shin Megami Tensei fan, pop on the Ghostlight blog and have a read and see if you want to give it a go. On a similar note, Kickstarter related thing, Shadow of the Eternals has had or currently has another Kickstarter. So Shadow of the Eternals is the spiritual sequel, successor, proper sequel to Eternal Darkness, which was a GameCube game, for anyone who didn't play it. Kind of action-y survival, action-y weirdness game, I'd call it. So they previously did a Kickstarter, however it didn't do very well, but they're giving it another go. I say it didn't do very well. They did a Kickstarter and it didn't make very much money within the first so long, I don't know how long, and they decided to close it. This time around, they're trying to get more people into it, so they've announced that David Hayter will lend a voice to be a character in it. They've taken off certain consoles that they originally were going to release it for, so now it's only a Wii U game and a PC game. However, they've also got a stretch goal for a release on PS4. But yeah, you can check out their Kickstarter. I was trying to see how much they've got, but the link took me to their website and then all this other craziness. But they plan to release it for fall next year, so like autumn time, on PC and Wii U. So yeah, check it out if you'd like to see the sequel to Eternal Darkness. Rayman Legends is now going to be coming out on PC as well, on August 30th. This, of course, is alongside all the other releases, because it's, you know, coming out after being delayed so much. So it's coming out on Wii U, which of course used to be the exclusives, platform and Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, as well as PlayStation Vita. PC version's been added along, so now you can pick it up if you're a PC person, and you can also pre-order it through the Ubisoft website. If you trust the Ubisoft website, because of course they got hacked quite recently, which is annoying, if you ask me. So yeah, that's cool for anyone who wanted to pick up Rayman but didn't want to pick it up on a console. Batman Arkham Origins news. So Warner Brothers have announced that Batman Arkham Origins is having a multiplayer. So of course previously Batman Arkham City and Arkham Asylum just had single player and challenge maps, and they've now decided to add in multiplayer. The multiplayer itself is being developed by Splash Damage, known for Quake Wars, Enemy Territory, right?
Never played it.
Did you not? Oh. Of course, they made Brink. And I can't think of what else in my head. There's something else in my head. Oh, I think they did the Battlefield port for consoles. I think. I might be wrong. But yes, so Splash Damage are making a multiplayer for it. Third person. And I watched the trailer, it was like 3-on-3-on-2. There's different people you could play as, so there's Batman and Robin, there's Joker and his guys. And I think, I don't know, it looked like Bane, but I don't know if it was. But yeah, so they're adding multiplayer as a pre-order bonus from some websites. You can pre-order it and get in on the multiplayer beta as such. But yeah, I mean, Batman Arkham Origins is kind of different because it's not a Rocksteady game. So who knows what it'll be like. Hopefully it'll be good. It's coming out PS3, Xbox 360 and Windows on October 25th this year. A Humble Bundle has been put out there on the internet. So I haven't mentioned Humble Bundle for a while now. This one is the Deep Silver Bundle. So it's... didn't they do a THQ one at one point? Deep Silver Bundle, as you may guess, is games that Deep Silver, you know, owns. So if you pay $1 or more, you can get yourself a copy of Saints Row the Third, Saints Row 2, Risen 2, Dark Waters, and Sacred 2 Gold Edition. And if you pay above the average, whatever that happens to be at the time, you can also get a copy of Dead Island, Game of the Year Edition, and Saints Row the Third, the full package. And if you pay over $25, you also get Dead Island Riptide, which of course didn't come out that long ago. Although I say that long ago, when was that? Was that March? Dead Island Riptide? No? I'm just guessing. But yeah, that's available for another week, I think. Apparently, the games themselves, if you bought them all separately, would cost about $190, as they state. But you can pick them up for, of course, cheaper through this. And also, if you purchase the games, if you pay whatever price you want, you get the DRM-free soundtracks for Saints Row the Third, Risen 2, Dark Waters, and Sacred 2 Gold Edition. And if you pay $25 or more and get Dead Island Riptide, you get the soundtrack. All soundtracks available in lossless and MP3 formats. Just a brief mention of a weird-looking game, this next item. Little game coming out called Toast Time. You play bread, or a toaster, and you're firing bread and stuff. And I think it looked really, really cute and interesting. It's kind of like a shoot-em-up. With tower defense elements added in as well. And it's coming out on mobile devices, I believe. Doesn't actually say. I watched the trailer, and the trailer didn't really say that much either. But it's being created by some indie developers called Force of Habit. And they released their teaser trailer for it. I thought it looked kind of cute. It's nice. Yeah, so I just thought I'd give that brief mention. Nintendo are releasing a new colour of 3DS. They're releasing a black 3DS XL. Which should be available next week. From August 11th. If you were waiting for a black XL, maybe. What, a 3DS XL? On the same kind of theme of Nintendo news, Pokemon X and Pokemon Y news. To celebrate the launch of them, game stores are doing the distribution of three legendary characters in certain stores or all their stores from August 30th at participating stores. I don't have a list of the stores here, but you'll be able to get So there's shiny Dialga. Their names are so weird these days. Shiny Palkia and shiny Giratina. So if you own Pokemon Black, Pokemon White, Pokemon Black 2, or Pokemon White 2, you can bring a copy of it and get the Pokemon. So the first one was 30th of August to the 12th of September. Second one was the 13th of September to the 26th of September. And the third one was the 27th of September to the 11th of August. If you want to get them, like it is with all kind of Pokemon when you need to trade them, you have to have a Pokedex and have no more than 11 Wonder cards in their possession. I'm not sure what a Wonder card is. I remember when all you did was collect Pokemon and fight and get gym badges. Back when I used to play Pokemon. Kinect Sports Rivals has been delayed ever so slightly. So it's no longer a launch title, although to be fair, it was never really announced as a launch title. But they've said that it's not going to be coming out straight away. It will be coming out in spring next year now. So yeah, that's had a slight delay. Tearaway has also had a delay, which was coming out in October, and is now coming out November 22nd. F1 2013 has been given a release date of October 4th for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. Brief shout out to a little game that just came out on iOS, Love vs. Dub, or Love v. Dub, whatever you want to call it. It's like a one-touch game because you... But it's not actually, it's got two, thinking about it. There's a jump and a kind of switch. It's an interesting little game. I'll put something about it on the website. But it's kind of a fast-paced touch game, which is 679p, I think. But yeah, check out the website. I'll put something up after the show. Outlast has been given a release date, which is an upcoming survival horror for Windows. And it's coming out September 4th via Steam for $20, whatever that equates to over here. Demonicon has been given a release date, which is late October on Windows, and there's a console version on 360 and PlayStation 3 in 2014. We saw Demonicon at E3 last year, so you know they've been obviously working way hard on it. Deadly Premonition was greenlit on Steam. Woo! You'll be able to play the game Paul doesn't like on Steam soon. Yay! Bioshock Infinite has had its first lot of DLC released, which is Clash in the Clouds. It's a wave-based 5-map game, and is all about combining your ways of attacking to take out the enemies, and you know there's like challenges based off that as well. They also announced that the next piece of DLC will be story-driven DLC, which is nice, because that's what I want. But you can pick up Clash in the Clouds now. It's 400 Microsoft points on Xbox Live, or $5 elsewhere. And then the name of the next piece of DLC is Burial at Sea, which is a 2-part add-on campaign. Which will be available individually for 1,200 Microsoft points. And they're, of course, also included as part of the Season Pass, if you haven't picked that up, which is 1,600 Microsoft points. /$19.99. And yeah, and that's the news for the week.
It's time for Name That Game. Right. So, a couple of weeks back, people would have heard this.
Good shit, man.
Gera, don't fucking inhale it.
He's already baked. Jesus. Let's just spray the tags and get the hell out of here.
The answer was Call of Juarez, the cartel.
Juarez.
Juarez.
Juarez. Yeah.
Juarez.
Call of Juarez.
Christopher, I've got it right. So GZ to him.
GZ, Christopher.
This week, we've got something different, funnily enough.
Woohoo! Do I get to,
platformer, new release.
New release. Any other hints? No other hints? No hints? So it's not multi-platform then?
No comment. If you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net.
New Super Luigi Loot, you? You said new release.
Yes, and it's only a couple of weeks came out. Maybe less than that, I don't know. So you think New Super Luigi...
U? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Or leave a comment on our website at gamercast.net with your guess. If you get it right, you get the GZs next week. If you get it wrong, you get nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Isn't that right?
Is that what you're actually going with then?
I guess. I don't really know. If it only came out quite recently, I don't believe I played it.
Or has been other platformers ever known?
Platformers?
Really? Oh, well, never mind. We'll have to find out next week, won't we?
Aye.
New releases this week. Only one game this week, thankfully.
Yeah, so... it's kind of crazy that there's only one release.
It's the middle of the summer.
I have, like,
Why do we just have the summer off?
People ask me, like, what games are coming out this week? Or what games came out last week? And it's like, it's the summer. Only one game came out or two games came out. And they're like, why did so little games come out? It's like, middle of the summer. They expect people to be on holiday and stuff. And all the games are being made. And they will come out for Christmas time. So what do you expect? Tales of Xillia is coming out. I believe you would pronounce it Xillia. I'm not 100% sure, but it's X-I-L-L-I-A.
I'm
going to
pronounce it Jurez.
Jurez.
Like Jesus.
Juarez.
Jurez.
Tales of Xillia
is
a PlayStation 3 only title. It's the newest game in the Tales of series. It came out in Japan back in 2011, and Namco are finally releasing it over in the UK now. It's got a similar release. I mean, it comes out tomorrow in America land. I was just looking at what the date was. And they're doing a day one edition, like Namco like to do these days. So it comes in special packaging. You get the game inside it, then you get a special music selection CD, so not the full soundtrack, just a selection of the music on a disc. And you also get an art book, which is 60 something pages. It's kind of hard to the image is so low.
You get an art book with one page.
You get an art book that of course is a similar size to the game, so it's not going to be very, very large. And that's the only game that's coming out. So if you like JRPGs or any games in the Tales of series, or you played one before and you weren't sure about it, you can always pick it up. Because, you know, it's the only game coming out this week, so if you want a new game to play, you can pick it up. Or, of course, you can see what's coming out on digital formats. DuckTales to come out on Epic Mickey. I don't know when they're coming out.
So that's it for this week. Nice short show for a change.
I was quick. You were like, you've got 15 minutes.
Yeah, you ran over by, like, 2 minutes.
Oh, really? Damn.
But that's how fast you should be every week.
Well, it depends, because a lot of the things this week were, this is coming out this day, this is coming out this day, this is coming out this day.
We'll be back next week. Maybe I'll be a little bit more enthusiastic, or probably not. As the case probably will be.
Probably.
Of all the shite, bloody game, bloody news going on. Bloody hell. Until then, we'll catch everyone next week. Get your guesses in for Name My Game, because, it's the only entertaining segment in the show at the moment.
DuckTales is out next week.